Well, I'll tell you what happens inevitably is we have the mayors in for their monthly session, and the texts flow in so quickly that it's impossible to get to each and every one. So you try and package them together and say, okay, there's lots of texts on homelessness. There's lots of texts on the new Costco. There's lots of texts on fluoride in drinking water, whatever the topic might be, and give the mayors a chance to respond as to why decisions were made a certain way. To those that had questions that we didn't get to, this is what I've started doing is I've got a file and I printed out all of the texts. So I see there's some texts on snow removal, texts on electric bus procurement and why a study wasn't done prior to actually purchasing the buses. There's a number of different things. Someone asking about why are the cities in Regina and Saskatoon being asked by the federal government to be involved in seizing firearms on the firearms ban or the confiscation of military style weapons. So a number of questions that I didn't get to. What we can do is we'll put them together for the next time the mayors are in. We'll try and get them as quick hits so that we don't spend a lot of time on each question. But try and get as many as we can through in that hour. But the hour always flies by. But again, I appreciate the fact that you have contributed the way that you did. What also happened in that hour was we found out that we've got a new pope. The announcement comes via smoke out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, so at the Vatican. This is something the College of Cardinals have been together, 133 of them, what they call cardinal electors. 110 of those, by the way, 110 out of the 133 were put in place, were chosen by Pope Francis, who, of course, just passed away, and that's why we are looking at replacing the pope. So now that we know that the votes took place and a decision was made, white smoke comes out of the chimney. Now that we know that to happen, the new pope is right now in a special room in the Vatican called the Room of Tears. And essentially, he's getting fitted with a white cassock, a skull cap, red slippers. They have various sizes of this outfit available, depending on which pope was chosen. They have their own tailor, actually, at the Vatican. So the Vatican tailor has been working on this. They are fitting the pope in his dress, in his attire, and then the Dean of Cardinals will step onto the main balcony at St. Peter's Basilica. Thousands of people, if you see the pictures of the video from there, thousands of people are gathered there, and the Dean of Cardinals steps out on the balcony and announces, "I announce to you a great joy. We have a pope, and we'll introduce to the world who the new pope is." So that has not happened yet. We are seeing what looks like some officials forming up. They've got, they've brought a bunch of different military out. They've got a whole bunch of different people represented from different countries there. The media with their cameras all trained on the balcony, ready for the announcement. So hasn't happened yet, but we'll continue to follow along. Our newsroom is following along, and we'll give you that information as it comes out. Today is VE Day, May the 8th. Pretty important day. It marks the official end of World War II in Europe. It was this day in 1945 when Nazi Germany unconditionally surrendered to the Allied forces. And VE Day has been celebrated for years, well, for 80 years. It was a celebration certainly on May the 8th, 1945, and continues to be a celebration today. They are happening all over the world, honoring the sacrifice of the millions of soldiers and civilians who lost their lives and those who fought to liberate Europe. The important thing to remember, and we talked about this on the show a fair bit, is while Canadian soldiers played a very significant role in that portion of the war, liberating Europe. We talked on Monday about the liberation of Holland and the Netherlands and the role that Canadian soldiers played there. But specifically Saskatchewan soldiers, we had a lot of military personnel from our province over there on the front lines. And we'll be talking more about that coming up next month as well around D-Day celebrations. But yeah, we played a significant role. And so I threw this out this morning and I said, if you've got a family connection to the war, I'd love to hear the story. Who was it? Was it a grandfather, grandmother, great aunt, uncle? And what did they do? What was their role? These are the stories. This is the fabric of Saskatchewan, and this is our history, and albeit 80 years ago, I'm sure it's been passed down in your family. And I would welcome a text from you at 1-877-332-8255, or shoot us a call and tell us your family story. We just thought we'd take a pause in the show and open up the phone lines, the text lines for a little bit to hear your story. So please share with us, if you will. Pete in Craven has shot us a text and said, I had three uncles that signed up to serve in World War II. Frank, though, was missing a trigger finger, so he could not serve. Lawrence ended up with a piece of German bomb shrapnel in his knee, and after recovery, served as an orderly for the rest of the war. Henry shipped off to Italy as an ambulance driver, fought his way through the length of the Italian peninsula, some of the most bitter fighting in the entire war. After that, they drove 1,100 kilometers and rejoined the Canadian Army for the liberation of Holland. And can you imagine that drive back in those days? That would have been something for sure. Ended up in northern France at the end of the war after nearly 3 years of continuous fighting and came home a changed man, damaged, of course, from the carnage that he witnessed. A true blue Technicolor war hero who settled on the farm in Manitoba and never left. Pete in Craven, thank you so much for sharing that story. 1-877-332-8255. Have you got a story? Have you got a loved one, a family member, maybe a community member that was in the war? I'd love to hear your story. Give us a call, 1-877-332-8255. Chad is on the road this morning. You had family members in the war, Chad?
It's Ted.
Oh, Ted, sorry. Who did you have attached to World War II?
Well, two of my mother's brothers were flyers in the World War II, and one was shot down over Britain, and one was shot down over Germany when they were flying missions.
Wow. Were they both airmen then, obviously?
They were.
Yeah. That's a big loss for a family. I can't imagine what that was like for your mom's family.
Well, I think, you know, my mother suffered, they were both younger than she was, and very good-looking guys, and she was very proud of them, but certainly missed them over the years, too.
Oh, so. For sure, and those stories, of course.
It wasn't a great situation. So.
No, but thank you for sharing. Yeah.
You lose somebody.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the service that your family did, and sorry for your loss in that. 1-877-332-8255. Have you got a connection with the war? We're talking about the fact today, VE Day, a pretty important day. I got a text here that says, my uncle Joseph was a bombardier on the Lancaster bomber, did numerous bombing raids well into Germany. So proud to say that he received the highest award in the Air Force, the Distinguished Flying Cross. Thank goodness he came back to us. Spent a long life in Saskatchewan. Boy, that's good. Kathleen at Katepwa Lake. Kathleen, thank you for sharing that. 1-877-332-8255. Off the topic of VE Day and back to the topic of the Pope, because we are following along. It looks as if they are getting things prepared on the balcony now. The door has opened. They've got officials out there prepping the balcony for what will no doubt be the announcement of the new Pope, who it is. And this will be an announcement to the world. And this is an important announcement, too, because as it's been said, We saw a fairly significant direction that Pope Francis took the Vatican in the way he thought, the way he liked to be among the people and lived a very humble life. He appointed, as I mentioned, 110 of the 133 cardinal electors that were making the decision on the new Pope. So will that influence transfer through, or will we see a Pope that returns to the more traditional values and principles of the Catholic Church? That's what, of course, a lot of people are watching to see, and we are watching along with that as well. It's fairly significant news, breaking news that's happening right now, and we'll continue to follow that along. 1-877-332-8255. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and I welcome your texts. Your connections to the war on this, the 80th anniversary of VE Day, victory in Europe. It was 80 years ago today, and we'll give you updates as they come in on the Pope as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. If you are just tuning in, we've been following the fact that white smoke billowed out of the chimney this morning at the Vatican, signaling a new pope has been chosen. And we are now watching as we are finding out and learning some details. I wanted to bring in our morning news anchor here at CJME, Kevin Martell, following this story. Do we know some details, Kevin?
We do. New details coming in. We've heard, obviously, the white smoke. Now we have the pope's name, and he is an American. Robert Prevost from Chicago will be known as Pope Leo XIV. And by the way, it is the first American pope in history.
Pope Leo XIV. So we haven't seen him yet, or have we? I know they're showing some people on TV here that look to be part of the cardinal electors. But I don't know if we've actually heard from the new pope yet.
He will eventually come out, right, and he will say, I guess he'll address the crowd. And, okay, you know, if you're seeing this and if you've been hearing it in the news, I mean, there are thousands of people in Vatican City right now.
Sure.
Everybody's cheering. So he'll come out and actually address the crowd, say a prayer. And I mean, people are going to be, I mean, you're just looking at the people now, mm-hmm, and a lot of them are, you know, they have tears in their eyes, mm-hmm, and they're just like, it's like they've been overcome with emotion. With this election.
Historic day. Okay, so just to recap, the new pope is American. His name?
Robert Prevost. He'll be known as Pope Leo XIV.
Kevin Martell from our newsroom. Thanks for popping in. Speaking of historic days, it's 80 years ago today, May 8th, 1945. Nazi Germany unconditionally surrendered to the Allied forces, signaling the official end of World War II in Europe. And the phone lines are open because I'm asking, we have so many connections here in Saskatchewan, to brave souls that were over there as part of the war effort. I want to go to Dave in Saskatoon. Dave, what's your story?
Yeah, my mother, she mourned the loss of her brother who was killed in Enzo, Italy in action. He was actually part of a fairly elite group called the Devil's Brigade.
Mm.
He's actually buried in Enzo, Italy.
Is that right? Have you had family go over there to visit the grave?
You know, my mother had talked about it, but she never made it there before she passed away. I kind of wish she would have because she really deeply mourned his loss. But my brother managed to get over there about 4 years ago and has a picture of him beside the grave.
Mm. Yeah, the stories, the connections are outstanding. They are obviously worth so much of our respect and appreciation. So, Dave, thank you for being willing to share your story with us.
Thank you.
1-877-332-8255. Darlene in Melfort, was it your father that was with the Air Force?
Yes.
So tell us that story.
Dad was a rear gunner, yeah, and he was stationed with a RAF in England. They did 49 ops over enemy territory, and he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, the DFC. He came home in December of 1944, but when they told him he was going home, he wanted to re-enlist and go again, because he said he could see the end of the war was coming and he wanted to be there when
it... You can understand that, can't you, Darlene?
I can, but I'm thinking he was a little crazy. You think he was irreplaceable or something?
No, but listen, thanks and respect for your father and so many soldiers and military personnel in general, because as people have pointed out, it's not just soldiers who fought. We had medics, we had mechanics, we had nurses, we had orderlies, we had a number of people that were from our province, had connections to Saskatchewan and were part of the war effort. I want to go to Kagan in Moose Jaw. Thanks for calling in. What was your family connection to the war?
Morning, Evan. So my great uncle was from Poland. So I'll just give you the short thing I have about him for the veterans banner program that I submitted.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
So John Smolak at 25 years old joined the 52nd Regiment of Polish Infantry shortly after Poland was invaded by Germany in 1939. He fought in Poland during occupation until he became a prisoner of war in 1942. He was first sent to Mandic concentration camp in Lublin, Poland for forced labor. So this prisoner of war camp was about 10 miles from his parents' house.
Wow.
So he ended up escaping this camp 5 times. But each time he would hide in the woods and get food from his mom and dad at night. And then after the 5th time, the Nazis went to his family and said, so if he escapes again, we're going to wipe you all out. So after that, he was put in charge of making sure no other prisoners would escape or else he would be killed.
Wow.
And then shortly after that, he was transferred to Nattweiler concentration camp until 1944. He was then sent to Bergen-Belsen and then until it was liberated in 1945.
Jeepers. What a story, Kagan. I can't.
So,
wow.
So it doesn't end there. So after that, he immigrated to Moose Jaw and then he worked for city and water departments. And he was buried in an excavation accident, and he had a lung condition. So his doctor told him he wasn't allowed to march anymore, but he refused to march. He refused not to march
right.
The Veterans Day parade. And on November 11th, 1970, he was down Main Street, Moose Jaw, and passed away.
Oh, my gosh, Kagan. What a story. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing it and sharing the details. These are war stories that are family. These are tradition. These are history that has been written into different families and has been passed down through the generations to understand the sacrifices that so many people have made. Number of texts here. I'm just going to go. My uncle Peter served during World War II as a military officer. He never spoke about his service, but I have his medals and an Ivor Johnson revolver of his. In the first amnesty in the early 1980s, I registered it with the Regina Police Service. I can't fire it now without being restored. Marv, thank you so much for sharing that story. You know, I love we're getting a lot of people. So here's one, Norma, Lorna, and Donna. Just want to make it known that our soldiers made a great sacrifice during World War II. I roomed with a wonderful woman from Carlisle. She had 4 sons involved in the war. 2 returned home. 2 passed in the Battle of Dieppe in 1942. She was a Silver Cross mother in 1979. So just thoughts of those that have lost loved ones in the war, because there, of course, were so many of those. We only have about a minute left, but I don't know that I've ever had a caller from Fife Lake, Saskatchewan, so I wanted to make sure I got Shane on. Shane, in the last minute of our chat here, what is your connection to the war?
Hi there. My grandfather and my grandmother and 2 great uncles were in the war. One was a pilot. That was one of my great uncles, and he was shot down. I'm not exactly sure where, or he never came home. My other great uncle, I had asked him about the war once, and he said for him it was 10 minutes long. When they were storming the beach, he was shot in the back, and then he survived, but he had that shrapnel in his back for the rest of his life. Never had a good night's sleep again, is what my grandpa said, and he was the nicest man. And then my grandfather was a plane mechanic in the war, and that's where he met my grandmother. She was British, and she actually drove, like, taxi truck in Britain. And my mom's a war baby. So after the war was over, about 6 months later, my mom and my grandma came over to Berwyn, Saskatchewan.
Well, I love it. Thank you for sharing such a personal story. And thank you to all of your family members that gave and fought in the war. Shane, appreciate you calling in. I feel like we could go on forever. We've run up against the end of the clock here, but I will try and keep some of your text messages and weave them in here in the next little bit as well. Thank you for joining in sharing your connection to World War II on this May 8th, known as VE Day around the world. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.